Hi, welcome to another episode of Paulton Power, Power System Design's podcast on the latest in power and power design. I'm your host, Alex Pault, and today we've got Steve Smith. He's the Director of Utilities Programs at Enlighted, and we're going to talk about system efficiency and system management, but specifically in the area of lighting. Isn't that right, Steve?
Yes, Alex, thank you very much.
Oh, the pleasure's ours to have you aboard. So, this whole issue, obviously, energy-saving systems, energy-saving protocols, energy-saving technologies, they're all working. There's a lot of focus going on right now on how do we save energy, especially in the areas of lighting, heating, things involving motors, HVAC and the such. But just from a scale, like I live in New York City, when you think about lighting, there's an insane amount of energy wasted in that, and I guess it turns out that actually trying to save it works saving money. So where do you see the industry going?
Yeah, I think what we're seeing is technology, largely from the internet boom, is making its way into building automation systems.
Mm-hmm.
Specifically, Enlighted sells an advanced wireless lighting control platform. And the system is able to control basically every fixture or every, 8 feet of linear lighting. And it's able to do it in a wireless fashion where the ability of the wireless-based sort of internet kind of communication allows you to command and control every, small section of lighting. And this maximizes the potential savings and allows the lighting control system to be smart about who's underneath it. And in a sense, it will behave the way the people inside the building behave and save as much energy as possible.
Mm-hmm. Well, that makes a lot of sense, Steve. I mean, even before the capabilities were completely realized, a lot of semi-intelligent lighting systems are out there. But as you're pointing out, with the cloud-based technologies and internet-driven technologies, we're really seeing a new generation of solutions come up. Isn't that correct?
Yes, I think you're seeing it not just in lighting, and I think you're seeing solutions that may be, primarily based on energy efficiency as their first, reason for existence,
mm-hmm.
but morphing over time into providing data. Since you could envision you have sort of sensors over every fixture, if those sensors are intelligent and they're able to gather information about that particular space, that enables the facility manager to optimize not only the use of energy but potentially the use of space. And then that facility manager can decide, how much of that is sort of exported to the grid so that the grid can control all the way down potentially to very small spaces and buildings and get the maximum energy savings that's possible.
Mm-hmm. Well, that makes a lot of sense as well, because we're essentially then porting the technologies into other areas of the system that will also get an efficiency gain and will also provide an ROI, correct?
Correct. And I think what you're going to see that it's very well, the ROI equation is going to become more complicated, but yet more beneficial.
Mm-hmm.
It won't just be how much energy savings you save per day, per year, whatever. It'll become not only how much you save in energy, but how much potentially you help me optimize my assets, my building assets. You could envision skyscraper in New York, 50 stories high, and the data from the system allows the facility manager to understand that one floor is not utilized nearly as well as it needs to be. And as these systems progress, software will dissect this, will tell the facilities manager, hey, make a deal for the guys on the 15th floor to move up to the 17th floor and, do a TI on the 15th floor and then sell it out again, release it, things like that actually are really hard dollars.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And, of course, once you start talking that kind of ROI, a realization of investment is another way I like to use that term. It does behoove people to put advanced systems into their facilities.
Yeah, I mean, I'm an ex-internet guy, and my analogy, and again, this is a vision, is that everything should be addressable and controllable, the Internet of Things.
Mm-hmm.
And I see building managers or building owners or REITs saying, just like when you start a company today, one of the first things you get is a website and internet connectivity, that one might, that owns an asset, might say this is mandatory that systems like ours are put into the building so that the asset can be managed, and therefore competitively the building is you know, competitively leased.
Exactly.
I see, the plumbing of the internet we don't really talk about anymore because we're more interested in data mining of the internet. But there was a time when the plumbing was a big subject. I think we're in the plumbing stage of smart buildings.
Gotcha, Steve. So give me a little bit more information about Enlighted and how they fit into this.
So Enlighted is about a 4 to 4.5 year old startup in the Silicon Valley, well-funded from some, you know, Kleiner Perkins is one of the venture capitalists. We have many Fortune 500 companies now very interested in our product and have deployed over 10 million square feet. I think the thing that, again, is interesting about some of our customers, they're the kind of customers you're talking about that are forward-thinking,
mm-hmm.
they're usually tech-based, they're tech-savvy,
mm-hmm.
they've seen this before and they see where it could go. And so I believe that those are the kind of customers that also drive the industry to make the kind of changes to morph the industry. So Enlighted is very much involved in this effort and successful at it thus far. And the system is not emerging technology anymore. It is proven technology. And our customers are seeing, you know, 50 to 70% savings.
Mm-hmm.
It's documented now that it's that good. So, you know, these systems work.
Exactly. And I guess that's the whole issue now. It becomes an education to the industry because I think it's not so much the question of does it work. Everyone knows it works, but it works to the extent that it's so successful it pays for its deployment, it pays for its R&D, it pays for itself by any yardstick you care to use.
Right, and that's still in it's still morphing because as things are added to the system to utilize the data
mm-hmm.
and better manage your assets or better manage your energy efficiency
mm-hmm.
using the data to optimize HVAC, you know, knowing whether people are in an area where you can turn the HVAC down, things like that will continue to bring that ROI down and make it hopefully to a point where it pays for itself yesterday. It's just mandatory that everybody would put it in.
Exactly. So now, what kind of resources do you offer designers, system engineers, facility managers? What kind of resources do you offer them to help them integrate your technology into their current solutions?
Yeah, we certainly offer a consultative option, and because of our experience, and this surprises me actually because I've been here almost 4 years, and what we have learned from the day one of deploying lighting controls is really a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some subtle things that must be done in tuning the system. They're not hard, but they had to be learned.
Gotcha.
And that kind of consultative service is offered to tune a site. Because it's amazing how, with some subtle tuning of the site, the dramatic energy savings that can occur, as well as the well-being and the popularity of the system. The system sort of contours to, again, how people behave in the building, as opposed to some of the older systems which weren't intelligent enough to do so. So you don't have situations where people, the lights just go off all of a sudden and someone has to go find the switch.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the lights give a conforming value of light across a given area, which is more pleasurable to the occupants. And so we do see situations where there's actual productivity gains. After, say, a sweep timer that used to go off at 7 p.m., one of our customers noticed that they actually were using some more energy after 7 p.m. than in previous times. We did a study because we have occupancy data, and we would be able to show them that people were actually staying longer because they didn't have to get up and turn on the sweep timer, or it was like a little alarm that told them, hey, it's time to go home. So they actually stayed and worked longer.
Well, and that's the interesting thing about technology enablers is that if you're lucky, they'll help you. Just you don't know in some ways how, but it's always good to add capabilities to a system because then you find all kinds of unplanned benefits.
Yeah, and I think what you'll see is very similar to many other technologies introduced. You know, there'll be much more of a software component. The data will be mined by the hardware, but the software will be the components that analyze the data, give you the answers you need or the analysis. So I think these kind of systems, very similar to internet systems, will grow and grow and grow from this point on.
Exactly. I agree. I agree, Steve. Now, is there anything you'd like to leave our audience with before we close out the episode?
I think the difference now and sort of the reason that there was, you know, some press on this is that the systems are now verified by third parties, and they're verified to give deep savings. Again, the press release in this case said on one of our sites we were saving 59% on the lights. I mean, I think the industry can now have confidence that systems like this really do what they say they're going to do. And they can start deploying and looking into the future for the benefits that the systems can continue to give.
Exactly. I agree with you as well, Steve. So thank you so much for taking the time to be with us. It's good to let our audience know what capabilities out there are exist and are being developed. So we appreciate you.
Thank you very much. My pleasure.
Oh, pleasure's ours. Pleasure's ours. So I'd like to also thank everyone out there in the audience for taking the time to be with us. We wouldn't be here without you. Tell your friends. This is Alex Pault for Pault on Power. Have a great day.